Welcome to A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Well, in our last program and in this one, we're talking about something that Christian people today can do that is that which is good in the imitation of Jesus Christ in doing good, and doing good like Moses did when Moses was the leader of the people of Israel and when he was talking to his brother-in-law. And he extended to his brother-in-law an invitation. That invitation was, "We are journeying unto a place which the Lord our God will give you," said, "I will give you. Come thou with us, and we will do thee good. For the Lord has spoken good concerning Israel." Numbers 10 and verse 29. Now we have discussed how Moses set forth this invitation. As they were wandering in the wilderness, they were on their way to the promised land that God had promised to Abraham and to Isaac and to Jacob and to the people of Israel. And they were wandering in that wilderness. The wilderness was not their home. They were just passing through. But their journey would be successful once they crossed the Jordan River, and that took place under the leadership of Joshua many years later. Now this invitation of Moses to Hobab was to come thou with us. We have seen in this invitation how that Moses wanted Hobab, that was the name of his brother-in-law, to come along with them. He wanted him to know the joys and the blessings that the people of Israel were going to receive. This was a most unselfish attitude. And friend, it is no different in attitude of faithful brethren today toward those who are lost in this world, in their sins. As Paul stated, "Brethren, my heart's desire and a prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved," Romans 10 and verse 1. Again, Paul wrote, "And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you," 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 15. And then he wrote in 1 Corinthians 9, "For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without the law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law of Christ, that I might gain them that are without the law," that's the law of Moses. "To the weak I became as weak, that I might gain the weak. I became all things to all men, that I might by all means save some." Now that was the attitude the inspired apostle had toward those who were still out of Christ and lost in sin. That's the same attitude that faithful Christian people have today. Paul was simply saying he would go to any legitimate length and effort to put himself, if need be, in the place of others so he could understand them, he could love them, he could teach them, he could lead them to salvation. Nothing was too much to save other people's souls. Oh, how Paul wanted to go to heaven, but how he wanted the lost to go with him to heaven. Just like Moses wanted his brother-in-law to go with them to the land of Canaan. We should invite people today because we have a Savior, and it's a Savior that others need. We have a love for them. We have a concern for their spiritual welfare. And to lack that love would be to miss so much of the way of Christ. After all, Paul said in 1 Timothy 1:15, Christ came into the world to save sinners. In Luke 19:10, he said he came to seek and save the lost. He wanted the lost to go the straight and narrow way of life, Matthew chapter 7. And as his followers, how could we want anything less for anyone than that which God and Christ wants for all men, and that for which he died to provide? You see, Christ has invited people to come to him. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Now, that's the great invitation of Jesus Christ. We invite people to come with us as Christian people as we follow that same Christ. Therefore, we say to all of the world round about, come thou with us. And having extended that invitation, he makes two great promises. One, we will do thee good. Two, for the Lord has spoken good concerning Israel. Now, that first promise, of course, has certain limitations because it includes human beings. The second promise is a promise that is divine in nature and from God. Those traveling the same road can be of assistance to each other as they make their way toward heaven. We bear one another's burdens, Galatians 6:2. And friend, we do need the help of one another as we make our way toward heaven. Do we not realize that at every turn the devil stalks his prey as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour? We're all prone to weaknesses. We're all subject to temptation. But part of being a Christian is to have fellowship with the redeemed and to help one another get to heaven. This is the purpose of the family. This is the purpose in marriage. This is the purpose of a local congregation. One of the primary goals is to help each other get to heaven. Brethren ought to have a deep concern for the welfare of others along the way. And we have a concern for those who are not yet in Christ. Life has its pitfalls. It has its difficult moments. But we can lift one another over them, and we can provide help to endure. You see, we pray for each other. We strengthen and encourage each other. We offer kind words to each other. We express sympathy. We weep with those that weep. We rejoice with those that rejoice. We cooperate. We congratulate. And when it's needed, we will rebuke each other. The tie that binds is so precious to us that we gladly, willingly, quickly lend a helping hand to help a brother. Christians need one another, not only in times of disappointment and setbacks. Friend, we need each other in times of success and progress, lest one become puffed up and proud and his heart be turned away from the Lord. Yes, the fellowship of Christian brethren, though so pure, is so tender. Even with all of the faults that abide among us, we have love for our brethren to help get to heaven. But the divine part of the promise was not only, as Moses said, we will do thee good. It's what the Lord would do for the nation of Israel whom he had chosen. He had spoken good concerning that people. You see, the Israelites were God's chosen people. He had chosen that nation because it was through that nation that the Messiah, the Savior for all mankind, would come. And therefore, he protected them and he provided for them until the faith of that Savior became a reality. He was the God of Israel, and they were his people. The Lord had spoken good concerning his people. And you know, the same thing can be said of Christians. Christians are called the children of Abraham, Galatians 3:29. We are God's people. Now, we don't say that arrogantly or boastfully or self-righteously, but humbly and gratefully. We are God's people. Christians are God's people. For us, he provides. We are under his protection. And one becomes a member of this spiritual Israel, which is the Lord's church, by being born into the family of God, just as the Israelites were born into the Israelite nation. God has spoken good concerning that people, and God has spoken good concerning Christian people today. He has spoken good concerning the church, and the church is composed of those who are in Christ. As the Apostle Peter had written in 2 Peter 1 and verse 4, great and precious are the promises of God, the promises that belong to those who are faithful in Christ. For just a moment, let us notice a few of the things that God has spoken good concerning Israel, his church. We enjoy the remission of sins, Acts 2:38. And this is important to us because, you see, our sin is what otherwise separates us from God. But now in Christ those sins are forgiven, and we therefore are among the most blessed, Romans 7 and verse 8. We enjoy his abiding presence. To his own the Lord said, Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world, Matthew 28 and verse 20. And even to us we have the assurance, Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. Now notice, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, that is, we say with a great confidence, The Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Hebrews 13:5-6. You see, Christ is our intercessor. He ever liveth to make intercession for us. Hebrews 7:25. God hears and answers our prayers that are offered through Christ. Christ pleads our case for us. Now, we have power to live this life successfully, even in face of trying circumstances. Paul said, There hath no temptation taken you but such as a man can bear. God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation make also a way of escape, that ye may be able to endure it. Friend, this simply teaching us that there is nothing, the Christian can say this, there is nothing that shall happen this day that God and I together cannot handle. You see, the Christian has a hope because we're heirs of God, we're children of God, we're citizens in that kingdom that the Lord is going to deliver to the Father when he comes again, 1 Corinthians 15:24. We have the promise of the resurrection from the dead, but more than that, we have the promise of the resurrection unto life, a crown of glory. And this is the promise that he has promised us, John wrote, even eternal life. Our crown of glory and righteousness shall never fade away. In fact, Paul tells us that every spiritual blessing is in Christ, and that is where we are, and that is the good that God has spoken concerning spiritual Israel. All this being true, friend, we have the privilege as Christians, and we have the duty to turn to the world and to one another and to invite one and all in a similar fashion as Moses invited Hobab. And we can say with the utmost confidence to those who are yet lost, We are journeying unto the place which the Lord said, I will give it you. Come thou with us, and we will do thee good. For the Lord has spoken good concerning Israel. Friend, are you in that company that's on their way to heaven? You can be if you are not. If you would but obey the gospel, believing in Christ as the Son of God, obey his command to repent and to confess your faith in him and to be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. God has spoken good concerning those who do that. May it never be true that any would miss heaven because we have failed to inform them or invite them. Come thou with us. We will do thee good, for the Lord has spoken good concerning Israel. This is A Burning Fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.